Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson. This is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, I'm talking with Hitesh Mittal, the Director of Business Development at Tavarit. Welcome, Hitesh.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So tell me about Tavarit. What does the name mean and what does your company do?
Tavarit is originally a Sanskrit word. It means fast. And so if you look at our punchline also, our punchline is fast and persistent. So this word is derived from Sanskrit. And this word has another very important aspect to it. Tavarit is a unique word which contains all the latest technologies. So if you look at this word, it starts from T, that is technology, and it ends on T, that is technology. And it also contains the word AI. It also contains the word VAR and IT. So it's a complete, you know, a set of technology. And so this word perfectly resonates with us, what we are doing. And talking about what our company is doing, so we have two major sets of offerings which are commercially available in the market. So first set is AI consulting services, where we help our customers, mostly manufacturing customers, on the topic of data extraction, data labeling, data preparation, and data harmonization. And then we have a second offering, developing customized artificial intelligence software solutions on particular use cases, which help manufacturing companies in optimizing their process, reducing their cost, and so on.
Excellent. So what sort of business problems has Tavarit been solving?
In the last couple of years, we have successfully completed 32 plus industrial projects, working with the chemical, automotive, and metal manufacturing companies. And if you look at from the higher level, all problems were related to optimization of their business processes. And telling you about more specific use cases, I can share with you a couple of them. For example, there was one use case where we predicted the quality of a metal coil coming from the manufacturing process, and that was real-time prediction. And second was predictive maintenance on their industrial motors. And the third case, which we are recently doing and almost finished, is predicting the quality of the automotive wheel manufacturing company. It's a die casting process. And there we are helping this customer in predicting the quality of wheels being manufactured.
Well, I know that you're based in Germany, which is really an industrial hub. So it sounds like these solutions are probably very much in demand. As you're building your solutions, what sort of hardware and software are you using on the back end?
We are mostly using Intel Xeon processors. And when it comes to deploying our solution in the cloud environment, then we are using mostly AWS and Microsoft Azure.
Now, I'm assuming that you are developing your own models to do your industrial efficiency analysis. How does that work?
Yeah, so we are developing our own models, and that's why we have research and collaboration ties with here in Germany, EU Darmstadt, and our whole technical team is based out of leading universities all over the world. For example, IIT Bombay and leading TU universities in Germany, and they have completed many research projects, even with a couple of them with NASA. So our team is because we are in technology business, and we understand that in order to stay ahead of competition, it becomes very important to develop something on your own, to develop your in-house strength. And that's why we are working on these topics, yeah.
So talk a little bit more about the ecosystem support you're getting from the Intel AI Builders Program.
Intel AI Builders Program, it's a very important partnership, or you can say a program for us, because Intel is everywhere, right? So we understand that even when you talk about cloud, when you talk about gateways, underlying technology, in most of the cases, we found that it is Intel, right? So it becomes very important to understand Intel technologies in a much better way and to be able to use them. And in order to do it, this Intel AI Builder program provides a perfect platform on which our technical team can come interact with the team of Intel AI builders, solve particular problems or optimize particular algorithms, and in order to achieve high performing and fast AI models. Yeah.
Now, talk to me about the challenges of doing this inferencing on industrial analysis. Why is it so difficult?
It is so difficult because no one has done it till now. And everyone is in the race of doing it. And that's why we hear a lot about edge technologies. And I think Intel is also doing a great amount of work in that front also. And it becomes difficult because the frequency of data, which we are talking about here, when we talk about real-time inferencing in certain kind of applications, let's say, if I give you the case of welding application, I want to predict the quality of a welding, and that will be anywhere between 40 kilohertz to 1 megahertz, right? So, and no one has ever seen this kind of capturing data frequency, and that's why it is difficult.
So Hitesh, for those of us who are not in the industrial operations industry, can you give maybe a practical example of how your technology is being used?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, in my experience while working in this industry, I have noticed that most of the times our customers don't know where AI can be applied. They don't have knowledge of what are relevant business use cases which can be solved by AI. So what we have done is we have designed a 2-day or a 1-week workshop, depending upon the size of the company, which we call it a early engagement program, in which we invite all the key stakeholders inside the company who are working on these topics and sit with them and find the business use cases which are most impactful for their businesses and which can be solved by AI. That's the first step. And second step, as I mentioned earlier, because we are also providing AI consultancy services, so we cannot go into the market just by wearing a software guy hat, right? So we also need to understand the associated data capturing technology, edge technology. So all the components which are there inside the whole data architecture. So that's why we have this consulting offering, or we have this in-house expertise, which comes from in-house and which comes from our strategic partners also, which enable us to develop customized end-to-end solution, including the hardware. So that's how we normally work.
I think you brought up a really interesting point, which is, you know, we've been talking about algorithms and AI technology, but yet those things don't exist in a vacuum, right? What I thought was so interesting about what you just said was that you meet with the key stakeholders first to really understand and get the human input to the problem they're trying to solve.
Yes, definitely. And that's how we firmly believe that alone software, alone AI, it cannot work. So we have, that's why defined a very structured and collaborative methodology of developing white box AI solutions, in which customer also knows most of the things, why it is happening, why AI model is behaving in such a way, so that I can get the trust from the customer, right? Otherwise, customer at the end of the day, he will feel like he has bought another black box tool about which he has no knowledge how it works. So that's why from the very beginning of the project, we have this very collaborative and this structured methodology of working together. Yeah.
Hitesh, I understand that you've been doing some model tuning on our Intel Xeon processors. How is that going for you?
Yes, it's going very excellent, and it has already given us excellent results for this quality prediction use case in a metal manufacturing industry by using Intel Apache Retune hyperparameter optimization technology. We were successfully able to reduce training time by 28x.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I would also like to highlight the importance of it, because I always say Industry 4.0 has three steps. Know your present, which many companies are doing by installing a sensor, what's happening with the machine, they can get the live data. And then there is know your future. And for that, we are working on developing AI models which can predict with the highest accuracy. And then third is control the future. And for control the future, you need to have fast training time so that our AI engine can quickly communicate with the machine controllers and close this feedback loop. And that's why this particular activity which we did with Intel, it is very important for us, and it can unleash greater amount of economic benefits for both Tuarit and our end customer.
That's really impressive. I'm glad to hear it's working so well for you. So are there other solutions that Tuarit's working on for the future?
On the software front, we are working on a couple of niche use cases, again, for automotive component manufacturer, about which I cannot share the detail right now because it's a business secret. But on another offering, which we are working, is the platform, which we are trying to create an AI platform, and it will be most true and advanced AI platform for manufacturing data analytics. So it will be doing everything from data extraction, data preparation, data labeling, and the creation of AI engines, everything inbuilt. And we are in the process of developing that also, yeah.
Well, I am impressed with the work you've done so far, and I look forward to hearing more about the work you're going to be doing in the future with Tuarit. For listeners who want to know more about your solutions, where should they go for more information?
So you can visit our website, www.tuarit.com, and there you will find all our information related to our products, what we are doing, and even the contact details also.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today, Hitesh.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a nice day.
Thanks everyone else for joining us. This is Emily Hudson, and you're listening to Intel on AI.